Hey, welcome everybody to this special SBCM 2022 Prep Podcast. I'm Sandy Zare. I'm the Director of Congressional Public Affairs for NSWC Crane. I'm joined today by Monica Hutchins, who is our new NSWC Crane Command Chief Strategist, or relatively new anyway. Also, Mr. Brian Stuffel, who is our brand new Global Department Chief Strategist. So we'll hear from our guests here in just a moment. Hey, the idea behind this podcast is real simple. We just want to give you a little bit of information to help you prepare and optimize your participation in the upcoming event. And we right now, even though the COVID is a little high at the moment, we're still planning on a live event. And as things change, we'll let you know. But at this point, the plan is for it to be a 100% live event. Of course, it includes all NSWC Crane managers and leaders. The first question we always get about the SBCM is, what about food? So the plan this year is to have food trucks on hand. You'll be getting more information about who the food trucks will be. You'll probably even getting some menus in advance. So let's take that one off the table right away. Food's going to be an important part of it, but we're going to make sure everybody gets fed, and that's how we're going to do it. So let's talk a little bit about SBCM. I'm going to invite Brian and Monica into the conversation now, and let's just talk about what in the world is SBCM? What's the acronym stand for? What's it mean? And how does it fit in the process at Crane? So Monica is our Command Chief Strategist. I'm going to ask you to kind of step in and help us with that one for a moment.
Sure. Thanks, Sandy. So our SBCM acronym soup is the Strategic Business Communication Meeting. We are so excited. This is part of our annual strategy development process. And for those who may not be as familiar with it as Brian and I, who live it day in and day out with a couple other folks on the team, it's actually a very intentional scripted process by quarter. So the first quarter of every year is looking at the command strategic intent. Where are we going? What's the environmental analysis and scanning looking like? Where are we positioned? And where do we want to go? The second quarter is command positioning. So taking all that information from the first quarter, what is it that we want to do? Do we stay the course? Do we make some tweaks, adjust where we're going a little bit? And then the third quarter is
Monica, if I can ask you a quick question. I'm sorry. So as you talk about quarters, you're talking about quarters of the fiscal year?
Yes, indeed.
So fiscal first quarter year. Then is October through December. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. You were starting the third quarter. Apologies.
Yeah, no
Just
worries.
Want to make sure we're clear.
So the third quarter is mission and business area strategy, and this is where each of the mission area department heads and chief strategists actually come across and talk about their thrust areas, where they are going, and we also welcome the inputs and have the business area leadership as well. So not only corporate operations code 10, but also comptroller and contracting to let us know what are they looking at? Where are they positioning? What are the current customer strategies that they're looking at from their team? And that feeds quarter four, where we're at right now, and that's deployment. So how do we bring it all together? How do we bring it home? How do we set ourselves up for success for the next fiscal year? And that's precisely where the SBCM comes into play. So that's the mechanism by which we communicate this out to the team and make sure that everyone has the tools they need to set themselves up and their teams for the next fiscal year.
So you talked about set yourself up, which really resonates with me. We talked about setting ourselves up for success. Can you talk more about what that looks like? Because it's success not only in the next fiscal year, but out through at this point, 2030 we're talking about?
Correct, right. We're now in 2022, so we will be updating that strategic intent to 2032.
Wow,
so we actually take a 10-year look. So not just 1, 3, 5, as a lot of folks are pretty familiar with, but as the command strategy team, we take a look out 10 years into the future. Where do we want to be? How do we need to set ourselves up, not only from the workforce, but the workload and then the capabilities and the infrastructure? That all comes together as part of the package of how do we get where we want to go as a command.
Love it. So that also helps us. We want, of course, we're going to combine that with a look at where Navy DoD strategy is and make sure we align. Right, Brian? Am I accurately summarizing that?
I believe so. Yeah, and you know it's important to have that integrated strategy. We have in our business units there are strategies, but it's important that across the command we have a unified strategy and that we all are working from the same point of reference, that we have the same goals, and we're all charging in the same direction. So
really, this communication meeting helps us do just that, right? We communicate those goals, we get aligned, and we're able to go off and do good things. And as Monica says, set up for success moving forward.
Right.
Great. Mm-hmm. So this year we've got a theme, and the theme is leadership and strategy in a VUCA environment. Now, VUCA's not, as one ELT member said when we talked about this, an Italian restaurant, right? There's more to it than that. So what exactly is VUCA, guys? What does that mean? And why are we talking about leadership and strategy in a VUCA environment? Can we talk about that for just a minute?
Yeah, you know, so VUCA is an acronym, and we love acronyms.
We do love,
right?
Our acronyms.
We're good
alphabet
in our acronyms. Good stuff. So it's an acronym that stands for volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity.
Okay. So let's pull that thread for just a minute. So where did this come from, Monica? The whole idea, how did it get developed?
Yeah, it is not a new thing. So sometimes something is new to us and we're like, wow, that just kind of came out of left field. But it actually has been around since the 90s. Army War College initiated a lot of the first studies, mm-hmm. and looking at how do we operate in this more complex environment. So with the demise of the Soviet Union, the USSR as it was, there was no longer kind of that singular focus or that singular adversary. The Cold War days were done. So how do you operate in a much more volatile and uncertain and complex and often ambiguous world, and not only in the geopolitical or political military arenas, but also economic, budget, congressional, the whole span,
right.
That all fits together. And really the intent was to have a framework to view the world, but not just to view it or to look at it in a negative manner, but say, how do we react to that? And how do we participate in trying to manage that change? How do we manage all of those portions of the VUCA acronym?
Excellent. Well, let's roll it forward then to 2022. So it's kind of an interesting, great history lesson. As we think about it, VUCA from the 90s to the 2022 SBCM and NSWC Crane, how does that apply? How do you guys see that fitting into the picture? And we just talked about SBCM, this idea of communicating, integrated command strategy, getting moving forward. How does this all fit into the equation? I'm sure you both have some thoughts on this process.
Well, sure. And you know, it's something, you know, we talk about strategy and being able to understand the environment that you're working in. There's lots of great things that we're doing, and obviously we're going to hear all about those great things as we go forward. But, you know, you do have to understand the environment that you're in. And the concept of VUCA is something we've been living for the last several years that we're familiar with the pandemic, civil unrest, all the things that are going on around us, the things that we hear about and see on the news.
High gas prices even?
Well, that would count.
All right. Fair.
And, you know, it impacts how we operate, not just here at Crane, but across the DOD and the Navy. So it's something that affects all of us, and neither our strategies that we develop and come up with and execute, nor any of the leaders or folks across the organization are spared from it. It affects all of us.
Hmm. Okay. Kind of gives it a name when you call it VUCA, this whole thing we're
right.
living out, doesn't it?
Right.
But, you know, Monica, despite that, we seem to be responding to it and succeeding, don't we?
Absolutely. And it's similar really to the very successful messaging and intent we had for coming out of the pandemic. The end goal there was always to emerge successfully. And that's what we're focusing on here, is there are a lot of curveballs from left and right and things that you're not quite sure either what's coming at you. But we already have that rapidly changing environment, and we've lived through that the last couple of years. So how can we really position ourselves and set ourselves up for success by identifying, here's what the environment looks like? And it's part of the CNO strategy as well, as get real and get better. The first part of that is to get real. And part of that is naming, this is the real environment that we're in. After you've done that, you can have everyone level set and have a much better basis to actually move forward and do that, emerge successfully, and make sure everyone has the tools to make that happen for the command.
You know, I go back and I think about your opening discussions on this whole strategy process. It just occurred to me, as I think about this VUCA environment and how we face it, our strategy process really gives us a tool to face it. And frankly, it's something we can rely on, and it forces us to look at the environment and gives us a great tool to rally around to work forward, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, that's part of what folks will see in this year's SBCM is also, what are the success stories? Where are the folks? There are so many branch managers and division managers out there and leaders all across the organization who are doing great things in this very complex environment. And part of that is to share those stories and to make sure that everyone has that same ability to move forward in this complex situation. So there are absolutely pockets of excellence. We just want to make the pockets bigger. We want to have that, you know, the whole outfit be that excellence, and try to share those stories and those lessons learned on how to best set up the whole team to move forward.
Yeah, that's great. So this whole idea of this VUCA, it's well, it sounds like a buzzword. It's really a lot more than just that, isn't it? It's a whole way of thinking about it, sort of combining art and science, right?
Right, right. And it, you know, it's like you said, it describes a lot of things, but we're giving that a name, right? This environment that we're trying to operate in, it gives it a name.
Sure.
You know, we're going through, you think about everything that's going on in the world, everything that's going on in the Navy, everything's going on in DOD. It's changing very rapidly,
right?
So it's not like we develop these strategies and then we go put it away for a while and then come back to it. Start all over. It's a living thing. It's something we're constantly doing and trying to adjust and adapt to whatever the situations are that we need to to support our warfighters.
Good point. New defense strategy has come out. It's currently in a classified environment, but again, it's the idea is it changes. We're changing to Monica mentioned updating to 2032 in our strategic intent. So certainly able to flex and roll with those punches. So let's think about this name for just a minute, right? So sometimes it helps to kind of deconstruct a name. So let's just very quickly talk about, better understand what's meant by VUCA. And so the V, we said, Brian, I believe you told us, stands for volatility. So Brian, what's that volatility mean? What's up with that?
Yeah, so I think when we talk about volatility, we're talking about the speed of change that's going on around us. It can be, you know, here in the DOD, but it could be in the commercial sector and other areas as well. And so it's associated with fluctuations in demand and turbulence. We have to be flexible. We have to be able to respond as we need to respond, as the program offices and ask us to. And we've seen that. I mean, all of us have seen that across the span of our careers where we've had to be flexible. The more volatile the world is, the more and the faster things seem to change. So when we talk about the V and VUCA and the volatility, that's what we're talking about.
Makes sense. How about the U, Monica? Stands for uncertainty. Tell me more about that. Can we unpack that a little bit?
Sure. So uncertainty really refers to the extent to which we can confidently predict the future, because I don't think any of us could rewind the tape back to February of 2020 and truly understand what that future was going to look like. There was no one who would have won Vegas odds on March of 2020, you know, everyone's going home and it's airline and travel and every single industry was impacted severely. And that was not something that folks could see. So that uncertainty is also, where is it that we know there are pockets which could change quickly, but we do not have the certainty of how that's going to roll out. We don't know what the adversary is going to do. We would not have necessarily predicted some of the things we're dealing with here in 2022 around the world either. So really the more uncertain the world is, overall, economic, political, military, the whole span, even throw in weather to that, the harder it is to predict.
Good point. All right. Thank you. So let's talk about the C in complexity, Brian. What's complexity all about?
Yeah. So in dealing with all of these items that we're dealing with strategically, I mean, I think back to even the pandemic that Monica was referring to. And, you know, there were a lot of I remember going through a lot of those conversations and there were a lot of answers that said, well, it kind of depends. We kept searching to try to find the perfect answer that says, here's what you do, A, B, C. And you have all these, you know, complex factors. Same thing with the work that we do. and the environment that we're in terms of trying to deal with strategies. It is very complex. There are a lot of different, you know, everybody's needs are not the same. We have areas of commonality where we share across programs, common interests and requirements, but we have a lot of different unique requirements as well. So, you know, the more complex things are, the harder it is to analyze. So that's what we're talking about with complexity.
Okay. Let's talk about ambiguity, Monica.
Absolutely. So ambiguity to me is also what military planners have talked about for hundreds and even thousands of years is the fog of war, or even just fog. A couple of mornings ago, driving into Crane, boy, I was hoping that there wasn't going to be a deer hop out of the side of the road because I would not have been able to see it. But that same fog, things are fuzzy and vague. That ambiguity is, it's really the lack of clarity. You do not see clearly. You do not necessarily see events clearly, or understanding information is likely incomplete. We all are operating in a very just-in-time world, you know, 140 characters or less for Twitter. It's very sometimes incomplete, often contradictory, frequently also inaccurate, kind of like the first report is fairly often inaccurate. But when you have that ambiguity on a large scale, it makes it very difficult to operate. And really, the more ambiguous the world is, all of these different factors, the more complex and harder it is to actually interpret what's going on.
Yeah. And yet, despite all this, it describes how we've dealt with it in the strategy process. And frankly, we're pretty well aligned if you think about the future. So it's really, it's a great story because it allows us to understand, give a name to what we're dealing with at a branch level, at a division level, at a command level, but yet we're also succeeding and overcoming. So what a great story. Look forward to soaking further in that. Speaking of soaking further in that, what's next? How are we going to continue to help people prepare? So we've got I believe we talked about on August 4th, we're going to have a live Teams meeting with Dr. Kyle Warner, who's our Deputy Technical Director. Got Dane Spear coming on, our business director. Monica, you're going to come back and join us for that one. That'll be a live Teams meeting where managers can attend and ask questions. So that's coming up, right? And then, of course, it's going to be interactive, should be fun. And again, helping optimize your attendance. It'll also be a pre-package, right? Some other information. We want people to really understand this concept, right? Understand what we're going to be doing and be prepared SBCM. So we're going to send out a packet of information I referred to earlier, and that's going to include a lot of things, everything from lunch menus to you're working. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're working with a mission relevance piece?
Sure, absolutely. So the National Defense Strategy, some folks may have seen it on the classified side, but really the chief strategists are going to work and put together what is that mission area relevance? How do all of our mission areas feed into that? How do we connect? What's that connective tissue? Because that National Defense Strategy is also what drives the requirements and the resources to each of the services. And last couple years, we've added the Space Force as well. So that's new. So how do we show that mission area relevance? How do we show that connective tissue back to all of these different strategies, whether it's the Commandant's planning guidance, distributed maritime operations, whatever it is, to put together kind of a framework of that so that everyone has that same level set of education to move forward and really set up ourselves up for success in the strategy arena, and then how that executes at the division and branch level.
That's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing that. It's going to be great. Look forward to sharing that with everyone. I want to thank you both, Brian and Monica, for joining me today, and look forward to future interactions with you. Thanks much. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And that's it for now. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.